Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to which we can all say amen. Our text is from Isaiah. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen, only a day for people to humble themselves? And also, is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen to loose the chains of injustice? It's ironic. We have a text on fasting just prior to Super Bowl Sunday. I know that people on the field will be going very fast, but I'm not sure that's exactly what we mean by fasting. So I did a little research, and I found out that 1.23 billion chicken wings will be consumed, oceans of ranch and blue cheese dressing, pizza restaurants will deliver twice the pies of any other day, 11 million pounds of chips will be consumed with untold quantities of trans fats, and 70 million pounds of avocados will sacrifice themselves to make guacamole. 3.8 million pounds of popcorn, 14 billion pounds of burgers, 49.2 million cases of beer will be sold that day. This is really only to point out the irony. If we had to comment on the gluttony of our society, we'd have to comment on a lot more than the Super Bowl. People on that day will gather with family and friends, will have a good time, and there'll be a lot of great righteous things that come out of this too. So it's not really about that. Our text today presents us with a problem. Things like fasting in external forms and striking each other with wicked fists, and presents us with what we should do. Untie the cords of the yoke, set the oppressed free, make justice. What our text does not present to us is the remedy. In other words, it does not present to us how we get from point A to point B. It's one of those amazingly concrete texts that I think makes us as Lutherans a little bit uncomfortable, because we would like to have a theory of feeding the poor, but actually doing it is a bit beyond us sometimes. Our text is also about naming a thing what it is. Martin Luther, of course, said, the theologian of glory calls a thing what it appears to be. The theologian of the cross says what the thing is. And I interpret that as him saying the theologian of the glory says what the world says a thing is, and the theologian of the cross says what God says a thing is. So we have people who are not really fasting in this text. They are using the word fasting. They are using an external form of created piety, but they are not actually doing anything that pleases the Lord. And some of this appears to be quite nice and righteous. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen, only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and lying in sackcloth and ashes? We hear about famous people in the Bible doing this kind of thing. So it doesn't seem too bad, but when it is appearance without any actual righteousness, God regards it as sin. So the matters in not fasting, which the people are calling fasting, have to do with either abuse or just external forms of piety. But if we look at the portion on fasting, we see that all of these things have a positive consequence for our relationship with God and the neighbor. This is a great passage on how to help your neighbor. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked to clothe them and not turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." So then the question is, being sinners, and also those who are called by Christ Jesus and paid for by him, how do we move from point A to point B? Well, the power for this real fasting has to be imported into this text, but is clear from other passages of Isaiah. The righteous servant comes and humbles himself and gives himself for us. He dies, he bleeds, he goes to hell, he ascends. He is with us. He creates the new nature within us. Jesus Christ is the answer to these passages in Isaiah about the Messiah to come. Not the appearance of goodness, but goodness itself. He came into the world to save us, but also to redeem the whole creation from its bondage to decay. He makes us new, new creatures to do new works of righteousness. People who live in and through a new nature that is concerned about and acts in favor of both God and the neighbor. And then God prepares in advance the good things for us to do. We need to ask God to show us what they are, but the opportunities are present. We too have the ability to lance the misery of our fellow classmates and fellow faculty members, and we have the opportunity to sit and listen and to help one another out, but we also have the opportunity to help others as God brings them into our lives. Well, it might not be the Super Bowl with all its hype, glitz, halftime show, and epic commercials. Helping the poor is God's big game. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.